It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Alrighty, it's time for the podcast.
Oh God, this is how we're gonna.
That's how we're starting, huh? Right there. Boom.
This is it.
Got it. Nailed it. Enjoy it, you dumb bitch. Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. It's Brock and Hunter.
How you doing?
Okay, let's talk about this because this is kind of annoying to me. I guess maybe I'm at the point where I just don't care anymore. But Target is already selling Halloween stuff.
Come on.
Target is already selling Halloween stuff. You can order your Halloween stuff from Target.
No, the answer is no.
Now, here's the thing, and it's not just last year's stuff that they still got sitting in the warehouse. A lot of it is new stuff for Halloween 2019 that's listed with the release date of August 22nd.
Dude, come on. What's the idea behind this? Why?
Every year it seems like it gets sooner and sooner. Like you finish up Valentine's Day, or you got Valentine's Day before Christmas.
Yeah.
You got
one at a time, guys.
Yeah, it's just too much.
You know, might as well open up Christmas decorations too. You know what? I'm not going to take the tree down anymore.
You just leave it up.
I'm done.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Like, does it matter? Like, why don't we just, all right, everyone just leave your stuff up year-round.
Uh-huh.
Leave your stuff up year-round.
Just don't turn it on.
Well, same thing with stores. You know, just have a Christmas aisle, have a Valentine's and all your holiday. Just have an aisle. Just leave it there all year long.
I don't understand why they do it, man.
Because you know what? It sucks for me is, like, if I were to go into a Target right now, which we can't because our shut down.
Oh, yeah. You know why our shut down? Because they were selling Halloween decorations in
July.
In fucking July. You know what, Target? Out. You're done.
You're done. Yeah. Great business plan. But you know, it's kind of you see it and it's like, okay, it's not even Thanksgiving and you already see Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, man, let me enjoy Thanksgiving.
Well, you know, how do you think Thanksgiving feels?
You're speeding up the year.
You know what? Yeah. Thanksgiving been slouching around for the past few years. You know why? It's because you bastards putting up Christmas directions before the turkey even comes.
I think it's, what does it sound like when a turkey comes?
Nice. How would you know that?
I don't know. I grew up on a farm.
That was funny for a second, and then I thought about it. Those
poor
turkey. You know what? Stuffing a Thanksgiving turkey is not what you really think it
is. That's a whole new. What's in this gravy?
Right. Sticky. Did you use icing?
Oh, God. We went too far.
Oh.
Here's the big thing. Sorry, my throat got dry from going. I just think you ruin holidays by getting too early on the celebrations, you know? Like, it makes you not appreciate Christmas stuff. It almost makes you, like, hate Thanksgiving stuff because they're posting it up before, you know, Memorial Day or anything like that. It's like, let's just, focus one at a time. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of time to enjoy all of them. And it also commercializes it too much, though, you know? It's like, all right, we get it. You're just trying to make more money by selling stuff for longer.
Mm-hmm. Sticking away from the holiday. You know what's nice about the holiday is when it comes, there's a short amount of time where you can really celebrate it hard.
Yeah.
And you know what? If it's coming out in July, I mean, who's going to buy a Halloween costume in July? I mean, maybe some people. But by the time Halloween comes around, you're going to be sick of that costume.
Yeah.
Because it's been hanging around your house
for
4 months.
Or something better's going to come along. And you go, damn it, I wish I would have bought that.
Wish I would have held out.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's see, you got August, September, October. You still really have like three and a half months.
Solid months.
Before.
You know, the only time that I agreed with anybody buying things months ahead of time was during Christmas time when Grandma would buy our Christmas presents in like August.
Yeah.
It's because I could snoop and I could find him and I could see what I was getting for Christmas.
That's the only reason why.
That's
the only one you're okay
with. You know?
You're a terrible grandson.
I am a terrible grandson.
Actually, I snooped every single year.
You know?
That's part of the fun.
I got really good at cutting that tape. And replacing it. Oh, man.
Poor grandma. She just wanted to surprise you. You ruined it.
It was like I was like Leo DiCaprio in Can't See Me Now. What's that movie?
Yeah. You're taking the envelope and using a steamer to. Yeah,
right. I mean, it was just. I was into details there. But, yeah, what do you think, man?
Here's the stuff that they got up right now. I just.
Target.
I guess I'm like, all right, do what you want, I guess. But
here's another thing. Why did all the women cry when Target left Benton Harbor?
because Target had a lot of cute women's clothes.
I mean, every time I went into Target, I mean, it's not like I walked into that place and I was like, God, I'm glad we have a Target.
Yeah.
I am satisfied that we have a Target to go to. It's just another store that other store has.
It's a snooty Walmart. That's all it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's Target. It's the step up from Walmart.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'll take Walmart any day. Because you know what? They're not selling Halloween stuff already.
Right. Yeah.
Dumbasses.
That's too much, man.
It's too much. I don't know. Maybe we're just being fuddy-duddies.
Maybe.
What does it matter? Hey, but also, too, it's like, why not just, you can have it on your website, but don't promote it. Like, they're promoting it. They're like, hey, get your Halloween stuff now.
Yeah, get ready, man. Get ready. It's coming fast.
Because you know what? If I were to put up Halloween decorations right now, people would judge me. They'd be like, oh, my God, what are you doing?
Yeah, you know what?
We got 3 months. It's 100 degrees outside.
Might as well vote for your president in 2020 right now.
Let's just do it now. Let's just do everything now. Let's get like the next 5 years worth of holidays and major events, the Olympics. Let's just get it all done right now.
We'll just kick up and take a nap because everything will be done.
Everything will be done. We'll be all set up. We'll have our Christmas, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah.
Hey, John, what are you doing today, man? You got anything? You got to work or anything? Well, I got the next 4 years off, so I guess I can find some time.
Don't you got to put up your Halloween decorations? Nope. Target and I already took care of it.
Already up.
That just seems crazy.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
I don't know yet. I have no idea.
Still think we should do the Indiana Jones idea.
And the boulder?
Fucking brilliant.
Yeah, but someone did it already, though. We got to think of a new one.
They didn't do it. I made that up.
Oh, you didn't make that up.
I swear to God, I made that up.
You know what I'm going to look up? I'm going to look up.
Go ahead.
Indiana Jones, and boulder costume.
Good luck.
Oh. Boom. Already done. Somebody did it already. You suck.
Dude. Damn it.
Look at right here.
Oh, yeah, actually, I didn't make that up.
I made it up.
I did see that picture before.
I made it up. It's mine.
Damn it. I thought I made
it
up.
It is a great idea, though. You don't see that
a lot. I'm going off my brilliancy of my costume.
Here's
like
the thing.
4 years ago.
If you do costumes, they got to be either, if it's something dated like that, because everyone knows about Indiana Jones.
Yep.
Everyone does. But it's either got to be really culturally important,
yep,
or you have to be like a really unique one.
It's got
to
be OG, original.
Yeah. That's why I think my camel toe one is going to be fan. It's going to be a big
not
hit.
Not original.
It's going to be, you know what? Camel toe costume. Bet she's
I
not
know. I've seen that at St. Nello. I've seen it at St. Nello's.
No, you haven't.
Promise.
Costume. It doesn't come up in the search.
Promise.
Ah, damn it.
It's everywhere. I think you can buy that off of Amazon.
Look at that one.
What is it?
It's a
moose knuckle.
That's a moose knuckle. Right. That is a moose knuckle.
That is actually pretty funny if you did it that way.
Nice.
So you got to be original. You got to be, it's got to be unique.
Yeah. There's not many, though, because here's what I was going to do. What I was going to do is a camel body with a toe face. And that's not what I'm seeing here. I'm just seeing an actual camel toe. I think my camel toe is going to be legit.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be awesome.
I think it's funny.
Wait, hold on. Let's see. Yeah, because you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if anybody shows up with a camel toe costume and you stole it from this, I'm going to be so pissed, man. But yeah, so like a big thumb, like a big toe mm-hmm. over my face. So my face is going through it.
Yeah.
And then a camel with the tail
and the humps. I like it.
I think that's going to be the winner right there.
Just don't go first like a moron.
That was you. That was your fault. I lost because of you, Hunter.
I'm trying to get you ready.
Brock, get up here. And then I got in there right away, and the judge wasn't even there.
Oh, man.
You blew it for me. I could have won $1,000. You blew it. That was the best costume. I had a real mustache. You blew it.
Don't worry. I'll give you some of my $1,000 I won.
You bastard. You bastard.
Must be my entrance. No.
Yeah.
That was like 5 years ago.
Yeah. Was it another original idea?
It was.
Was it?
And I guarantee I could win another grand with this costume.
Was it? Was it original?
It was.
No one's ever done it?
I don't think so.
Huh? Huh?
I don't think so. You know what it was.
I know what it was, but I don't want to tell anybody. I don't want to give anybody ideas.
I'm not going to tell you either.
Yeah, I know.
Because really, I think I could win another G with this costume.
I don't know what I'm going to do yet this year. I thought about the camel toe, but I still got to figure it out.
It's got to be a costume where it's like you walk in and everybody looks at it and it's like, oh my God.
My Macho Man Randy Savage one was pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
See, I like pun
costumes.
Here's
the problem with the Macho Man, though, is you can buy it. That's another thing. You can't win a costume with something you buy.
No, unless it's
Like, you can't buy a costume off of Amazon and expect to win a costume contest.
Depending on how much you spend on it. You know what I mean? Like, there's some, like, Batman costumes that are, you know, legit.
But they're going for originality. They're going for creativeness.
Yeah.
There's just zero creativeness if you buy it.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. If I was a judge and I found out somebody bought it.
This is how a girl in a salad costume won 2 years ago. That was the dumbest thing.
Well.
She made it. I understand originality, but it's still got to be good. Like, it was just a salad.
It was a
salad. That's all it was. It was a salad. It was a salad. Or was it a toss salad? It was
something. But wasn't. Yeah, she was like throwing salad pieces at people.
So it'd be toss salad, which is funny. You know, because if you know what toss salad is.
Right. She won 2 years in a row.
I know.
Yeah, she was like a bird's nest the next year.
You
got to say the costumes she comes out with are absolutely original, though.
Either be original, or if you're a chick, just get your boobies pushed up, wear something sexy.
See, but every girl's got their boobies pushed up.
I know, but can you be the sexiest? Because we do the sexiest costume giveaway, too. What is it, Halloween? It's like, how slutty can I get?
Yeah, you know.
Because I'm in a costume.
I'm going to slut it up and just get the most drunk that I can get.
Yeah.
Just one night.
I want to see like a slutty zombie.
You know why I think that is? Mm. It's because a lot of people put makeup on or have masks on, and that's exactly what it is. People can't see your face.
It's that masquerade. Yeah. You get to be someone else. All right. Yeah.
You know?
So you get to be a slut. You just always want to be. You can't do it in public, though.
Ah, you're a slut every day of the year. Yeah. That's not original.
What's your costume? It's me. What are you? I'm a slut. Perfect.
Nice.
You nailed it. Best costume I've ever seen.
Yeah.
All right. That'll do it. I don't think we're going to solve this. And Target, it's stupid. You don't need to be promoting it already.
Now we know why you closed. Because
You suck, Target.
Because you suck.
This show brought to you by Target, by the way.
All right.
All right, we'll see you guys next time.
You slut.